Hello and welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're looking at how to create a Facebook advertising campaign. So first, Martin, why should we even consider having a Facebook advertising campaign?
Facebook has 20% of all page views. That's on the US market, but we can assume it's fairly similar across the EU and the UK market as well. So there's a lot of people seeing, there's a lot of impressions with Facebook ads.
So the audience is there, so how easy is it to do?
It is very simple to do. People just need to go to facebook.com/ads, and then they can just go through the process on there. The targeting options are so incredible, and I think there's a lot of small business owners that are probably put off thinking that advertising is something that is done by marketing agencies, when actually a lot of small businesses could do it themselves.
You say that, and I'm sure there are some companies that could quite easily slip into doing some Facebook advertising by going through the questions, but it seems to me there's a lot more to it than that. You've got to think about who your audience is, you have a strategy, there's a lot of bigger questions to ask before you get into Facebook advertising.
Yeah, like any successful marketing campaign, there's a lot of work to do in the creation of it. So for instance, you need to think about what your objective is. Is it just to get people to like your Facebook page? If so, you should probably think about getting a better objective. But you need to think about what your objective is in the first place. Are you looking to drive traffic to your website? Are you looking to actually build up the audience on Facebook to then advertise directly to them through the newsfeed later on? Or are you going to develop a Facebook app and try and get more people using the app?
That sounds good. So what else would you have to think about before really launching into it?
Well, you need to think about who you're targeting at. So you need to have a clear idea of your target audience. So whether that be engaged women living in London or Derby County fans aged 18 to 24 in Derby, you need to know who it is. So when you come to complete the targeting options, you know exactly what you're doing. The other thing is also you need to benchmark. So you need to compare. So have a couple of target audiences and then you can see which one is responding to your advert best.
There's also the question over paying per click and per impression. We get asked that a lot. Is there any kind of general advice over that?
Well, if you pay per impression, your advert is likely to stay active for longer because Facebook are guaranteed an income so long as they display your ad 1,000 times. So every time you display per 1,000, you pay 40 pence. Cost per click, if your ad is underperforming and people aren't clicking, Facebook will eventually stop displaying your ad.
Now, that's interesting what you say about Facebook stopping your ad. So it's not like a traditional advertising thing where you would pay for a certain amount of times for your advert to appear. There's a lot more things going on in the background.
Yeah, very much so. And Facebook basically want high performing ads. At the end of the day, it's the ads that are delivering clicks or conversions that are getting revenue to them. That's what people pay for at the end of the day. So if your ad is underperforming, they're going to stop delivering it.
So how do you counter that?
Well, you need to optimize. So once your campaign has gone live, you need to be looking at your different targeting options. You might find that you've got different creatives, so you've got different headlines or pictures or body text, and then one of those in particular might be outperforming the others. So then you need to maybe increase the bid price on that, or you need to just change the targeting options, expand the base, or just increase your bid price. That often helps get a longer campaign.
Now, I've noticed there's also sponsored stories. Tell me about those.
So sponsored stories, they display with an endorsement from a friend. So for instance, me and you are friends on Facebook. If you like, well, you like Grimsby Town, a sponsored story might pop up on my Facebook page saying, like Grimsby Town, and it will say Mark Saxby likes this. So it's an endorsement from a friend, and it's something that brands with a lot of fans can really take advantage of because they get to tap into the friends of friends.
I know it's a difficult question to answer, Martin, but is Facebook advertising expensive?
It's as expensive as you want it to be. Prices have gone up, actually. So cost per impression in the past year, cost per impression as an average has risen by 40%. But you know, it's all about what your budget is. If you've got £100 to spend, then you can spend £100. If you've got £10,000, you can spend that. But we recently ran a campaign where we got 250,000 ad impressions off a spend of £106. And that's a lot of exposure. You wouldn't get that in the local paper.
And if you have any thoughts about Facebook advertising or have tried it yourself, then get in touch with us via our website at www.statussocial.co.uk.